this Christmas festival, we follow Divine Service 3, page 184. And our focus for this Christmas day is Isaiah, Paul, Matthew, Luke, and John tell us the joyous Christmas tidings. We sing the opening processional hymn. I will sing verses 1 and 2. The congregation begins at verse 3, hymn 412. We stand and face the cross. Forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
For the introit, we sing O Little Town of Bethlehem, hymn 361. You may be seated.
186, please arise.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. Steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Bring in the joyful Lord.
sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 380, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 367, Angels from the Realms of Glory. Shone round about them, and they were very much afraid. Then the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For unto you this day, in the city of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, and lying in a manger. Suddenly there was with the angel a great multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So it was that when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now into Bethlehem, and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. So they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe, who was lying in the manger. Now when they had seen him, they had made known abroad the saying which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it marveled at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, just as it was told unto them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing the hymn, Joy to the World, 387.
There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John.
He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me surpasses me, because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the only begotten Son, who is at the Father's side, has made him known." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you.
We confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed found on page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing the hymn, "Angels We Have Heard on High," 368.
Angels.
Jesus, the Word made flesh. Amen. The Word became flesh. I sometimes wish on Christmas Day that when I read that lesson from John 1, there would be lightning and thunder and timpanies raining through the whole universe. The Word became flesh. Think of this wondrous reality. God, who dwelt among us in the person of Jesus Christ, is true God who became a baby. That is what it means that the Word became flesh. God has dwelt among His people in the past. He came among us in the person of Christ. God dwells among us right here in the Word and Sacrament. God will dwell among us as we are with Him forever in heaven in paradise. The Word was made flesh, dwelt among us, dwells among us, and will dwell among us forever. There's a hymn verse speaking of this. Light of light, O soul begotten, radiance of the Father's face, the Word made flesh, who lived among us, full of truth and full of grace, shine upon our human darkness, pierce the night that shrouds our race. How has Jesus pierced the night? Because He, Jesus, is the eternal Word of God, who was made flesh. Under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, it was the Apostle John, Jesus' best friend, the Beloved One, who wrote these words in John chapter 1. By the time John wrote these words, people were familiar with the Nativity accounts in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. John wants to give us the context for Christ's birth in Bethlehem. He is indicating that the Word through which God created the universe as the Spirit hovered over the waters in Genesis was Christ. He was God. He was with God. He was in the beginning with God. He was the eternal Son of God in heaven. Then that light, which had to come to pierce the darkness, was proclaimed by John the Baptist, who prepared the way for that light to come. When the Lord Jesus Christ came, born at Bethlehem, then came true what was said. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word becoming flesh means that Jesus took on our flesh and blood. He would sleep in a manger. He would eat. He would drink. He would walk. He rejoiced. He was sad. He was happy. He was the one who was sent by God to share our flesh and blood. By Him all things were created. He is the light that came into the world. Even though the world, even today, does not recognize who Jesus really is, we just proclaim in the Nicene Creed, He's very God and very God, light of light, begotten, not made, born of the Virgin Mary, the incarnate Son of God. He then enables us who have faith in Him to be called sons of God, small letter S, male and female, because we are connected to the Son of God, capital letter S, Jesus, in our baptism. We are all sons of God, male, female, young and old, through faith in Christ, baptized in His name, connected to the Son of God, Jesus Christ. We are the body of Christ, the Holy Christian Church. Yes, the law has come, and we confessed our sin this morning as Moses gave us the Ten Commandments. But grace and truth have come through Jesus Christ. The hymn continues, O sing of Christ, whose birth made known the kindness of the Lord, eternal Word made flesh and bone so we could be restored. Upon our frail humanity, God's finger chose to trace the fullness of His deity, the icon of His grace. Jesus is the eternal Word who became flesh. All of your woes, all of your difficulties, all of your sins have been placed upon the body of Christ on the cross, and your sins died there, so that now through faith in Him, as a baptized Christian, you are clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. This is the eternal word that was made flesh. Secondly, Paul describes Jesus as the kindness of God, our Savior. Through the face of Jesus Christ, we know that God is kind. Think of the people in your life that are kind. Your mother, your father, your grandmother, a friend, a person who is kind and loving and understanding and forgiving. We model kindness and love based upon God the Father, who is kind and gracious and good. He is your heavenly Father. Yes, you have an earthly father, but God is our heavenly Father. In His loving kindness and goodness, He gave His Son, His beloved Son, to die in our place. The mercy that is poured out richly in Jesus Christ, literally poured out of His body, the blood from His hands and His feet and His side and His brow. The love of God came in the person of Christ, who died in our place, and the Holy Spirit, through the washing and regeneration and renewal of baptism, assures us, as Paul said, we are justified not by works, but justified by grace and declared righteous in the courtroom of God, because Christ has declared us holy and innocent, and we are heirs having the hope of eternal life. Maybe your grandmother in her inheritance gave you her wedding ring. Maybe someone in your life gave you a piece of property or some treasured possession. Those things will all pass away. Your true inheritance is heaven and eternal life, which we have now, which we will receive when we die and come into the presence of Christ, the sure hope of eternal life. And the last verse of the hymn echoes this. Why lies he in such mean estate where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here. The silent word is pleading. Nails, spears shall pierce him through. The cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, the Babe, the Son of Mary. He dwelt with us in the past. He dwells with us in the present. He will dwell with us forever. Rejoice in holy meditation and joyous celebration this Christmas day in Jesus, the Word made flesh. To Him be glory forever. Amen. May the peace of God that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
We rise for the offertory.
prayer of the church, we stand to pray. O God, you make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our judge. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Most merciful God, you gave your eternal word to become incarnate through the pure virgin. Grant your people grace to put away fleshly lusts, that they may be ready for your visitation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Communion Liturgy, page 194. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins.
This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Of great joy I bring, where all my love.
199, we stand to sing. Countenance upon you and give you peace.